Okay, so we said how on Rosh Chodesh is based on a minug. So now the question is, do you make a bracha on this minug? What about if you're davening at home, you're so, and let's say Rosh Chodesh is after the Super Bowl, in Yana Dioma, let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out after the Super Bowl, and you're so engrossed in your Super Bowl on the night that you can't wake up the next morning for Minyan. So now you're an hour late after the Super Bowl, after, you know, you wake up an hour after Shacharis next morning, you're by yourself for Hallel. Do you say Hallel with a bracha or not? Or pick whatever example you like. Do you say Hallel b'yichidus with a bracha? So we said Hallel is based on a minug on Rosh Chodesh. They accepted upon themselves this minug. They are going to say Hallel, and it was accepted as long as you skip certain paragraphs. Fine, but do you make a bracha on such a minug? Says the Rambam, whether you're b'yichidus, whether you're in a tzibur, there is no bracha on Hallel at all on Rosh Chodesh. And I believe this is the minhag of the Sfardim. The reason behind that is because you don't make bracha on minhagim. What's a classic example of this? Is Netilas Arava. We do, you know, we take an Arava, which is the Oshanis procedure, and we, you know, that mitzvah of Netilas Arava is a minhag, the Gemara says, and says, since it's a minhag, you don't make a bracha on it. Why? Because it's ridiculous to say Asher Kedushato b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. God commanded us on a minhag. It's not really a commandment. It's something that we took upon ourselves, and therefore no bracha. Says the Rambam, no bracha on Hallel by yourself or with the group on Rosh Chodesh, even with the minyan. Comes along the Riff and he splits it. He says, when you're with the minyan, you make a bracha. When you're by yourself, you don't make a bracha. I'll be honest, I'm not sure I fully understand why the Riff splits it. He's not really, you know, doesn't elaborate why this split is. I guess the idea is that once a tzibur is doing it, it became a minog and a din, and therefore in a tzibur, you could say with a bracha, but by yourself, you do not make a bracha. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos and says, no, absolutely, you make a bracha, whether you're by yourself, or whether you're with a minyan, a halal, and Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a minog, you make a bracha. How do you say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu? Let me ask you a question. Everyone except for Sfardim, does your wife make a bracha on Netilas Lulav?
Yes.
Your wife makes a bracha on Netilas Lulav? Absolutely, no. Should. Why not? Unless you're Sfardim, unless you're a closet Sfardim. In Sfardim, they don't. But Ashkenazim, why not? Is she mechuyev in Lulav? No way. But she does. She still says Vitzi Vanu. On any mitzvah seishas man grama, despite the fact that she's not obligated. So you see that even if you're not obligated in the mitzvah, it's just a minug perhaps, you can say asher k'rasham b'sav b'tzivanu. Therefore, says the Tosfos, you can make a bracha on Hallel. Fine. Practically, how do we speak? How do we paskin? Yep.
That's technically the mitzvah is there, it's not mechuyev.
Yeah, so for them it's a minug.
Let's say that's a derabbanan, maybe there'd be less of a...
No, their minug was is that they accepted upon themselves a mitzvah which doesn't exist for them. Does your wife have any chiyuv to shake lulav? The answer is 100% no. Why does she? Because she has a minug that women were mekabel.
Was the mitzvah given in general for Klal Yisrael?
Yeah, but not for her. She's a ptur, no? So for her, it's a minug. The only reason why she shakes a lulav is based on a minug. How does she say a shaker shamas of tzivanu? She's not a tzivanu. She's a liar. How does she say it? She says it's a pure lying. Says the answer, no, it's because it becomes like a chiyuv once she's accepted upon herself a minhag. It becomes like Gregory Drabbanan. Similar here. I'm going to have to explain why there's no shake, why there's no bracha netilas arava based upon that. Yeah. Fair point. That's probably the base of the Rambam. Many times there's no difference. Halacha ma'aseh shulchan aruch paskins for the Sfardim, like the Rambam, no bracha bein biyachid, bein betzibur. But for Ashkenazim, says the Ramah, we paskin like this Rabbeinu Tam, that you can make a bracha. Therefore, halacha ma'aseh, according to the Ramah, if you're Ashkenazi and you're home by yourself saying Hallel, you do make a bracha. But the Ramah adds a few more points. He says, number one, you should try to make sure you make it to Minyan to do with the tzibur. Because there is the Rambam out there that says you don't make a bracha. Even the Rif says you don't make a bracha by yourself. So it says the Rambam, you should try Yizar Adam Likros B'tzibur K'dei V'varachalav Ima Tzibur. You should try as much as possible, even more than normal, to say Hallel with the tzibur. However, he adds another point. Let's say you come late to davening, and you're completely late, and everyone's already done, and the one or two stragglers are by at the end saying whatever they're saying after davening. And you now want to say Hallel by yourself. according to Ramah, you say it with a bracha. But you should go over to them and ask them to answer back and forth in the Hodu and the Anna parts of Halal, so that this way, it says the Ramah, it could be like you're doing it with at least a quasi-sibur, and this will constitute, you know, bit-sibur, and that will at least help the Ramah's opinion. Okay, let's say there are no stragglers, or you're by yourself in your house. So according to the Ramah, can you make a bracha or not at the end of the day? Says the Baraitev, nope. The Ramah only allowed you to make a bracha if there were two other people there that will answer your hodu and the anas for you. If they're not there, you can't make a bracha even according to the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no way. That's not the way I read the Ramah. The Ramah says very clearly, even by yourself, in your house, in solitary confinement, you still say a bracha on Halal, on Rosh Chodesh, even though it is a minhag. Okay, so now what about the Aruch HaShulchan? Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and he says, that's crazy. We have a whole shita out there, the Rambam, that says, it's a bracha levatola. For you to say a bracha on Halal b'Rosh Chodesh, bracha levatola. So why do Ashkenazim get an opportunity to say bracha levatolas? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, they shouldn't. They say, listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. The Yerali, the Berosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, Hamispalim Imatzibur. You get to shul promptly at 8 o'clock for an 8 o'clock minyan. You get up to Halal promptly and exactly with the Tzibur. Should you make a bracha on that Halal on Rosh Chodesh? No. Ashkenazim, 100%. He says Aruch HaShulchan, Lo yadati, lama yivarchum efnei atzmo. Why does everyone make a bracha? How will you cholim lanus amen al birchas hashatz betchila v'sof? Just say amen to the shliach tzibur, and you know what? Let the shliach tzibur risk a bracha levatala. Why should I have to risk a bracha levatala also? Let one bracha, one risky bracha levatala for the whole community. Why should every person make their own bracha levatala according to the Rambam? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, v'chein ani noeg. I never make a bracha, says the Aruch HaShulchan. I just am yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Comes along Rav Sternbach, and Rav Sternbach says like a compromise shita. And this is what, if you watch me, I was makabel from my rabosai to do this as well. What's the shtick? You have another problem. If it's only a minhag, okay, and I listen to the chaz and make the bracha first, and I could be learning Gemara, I could be spacing out, but I hear him in the back of my mind say the bracha, so I was yotzei with the chazan's bracha. Why? Normally you need kavana, that's a whole discussion, you need kavana, not kavana, but for a minhag, you clearly don't need any kavana to be yotzei. So the chazan goes first, I'm spacing out, I hear his bracha in the back of my head, yeah, it goes through my ears, I hear the bracha, how dare you, says Rav Sternbach, now go make your own bracha right afterwards. Forget about the Aruch HaShulchan's issue. Even if you say like the Mishnah Berurah that each and every individual is allowed to make their own bracha, but that's not if you heard the bracha from someone else and were against your will, yotzei, because it's just a minhag. You don't need any kavana. Says Reb Sternbach, what should you do? You should say the bracha with the chaz, and like they do on the night of Yom Kippur. You should say Baruch HaTo Hashem, as he's saying Baruch HaTo Hashem, and finish a few seconds before him so you could say Amen to his bracha. And that is what I am knowing to do. That's what I was Makav from Arbosa as well, is that is the best way. This way you get around this problem, and this is only by Rosh Chodesh Halal, because it's just a minhag. And with minhagim, you could be Yotzei his Halal even without having Kavana to be Yotzei. Fine. Okay. Now what about the straggler who comes late to davening? So you come into davening, pant in, you're so busy from your Super Bowl last night, you made it a half hour late to shul. You walk into shul, it's 8:30 the next morning, and you have a Rosh Chodesh, and they are up to Halal. What should you do? You haven't said Shmon Esrei, you haven't said Shema. Let's assume that the Zman of Kriya Shema is 9:30. So you have time to answer the Halal, and then to do your Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei afterwards, Bizman. Should you daven Halal with them first before you daven? But you're not going to get to a betzibur because you're not davening Shema and Shmon Esrei betzibur anymore, right? But it's out of order. No, which is better? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ari, first the Ari, I quoted, I saw in the Gamani Odcha by Rabbi Kamil Rabinovich, says the Ari was very machbid, you should do Hallel in order. Hallel should not come before davening. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not how we paskin. Mishnah Berurah says you should answer to Hallel with the Tzibur. Why? Based on everything we've just been talking about for the past few minutes. Hallel is so important to say Bitzibur. In fact, according to the Rambam, if you say it B'yechidus, you don't make a bracha. So here you get to Shulait. They're up to Hallel. You want to do it with them with the bracha. So do it with the bracha with them. You'll be yotze even the Rambam, because now you're doing it Bitzibur. And then you'll daven Shema and Shemona Esrei afterwards, and you'll go back and start from the beginning. That is assuming two things. Number one, you're going to make Zman Kriya Shema and Tefillah afterwards. Number two, that you said Berachas HaTorah already. What about if you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, says the Mishnah Berurah? No. Now what do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should say Hallel with them, but without a bracha. And let the Hallel count as extra Pesukei Tehillim in your Pesukei de Zimra. That's a wild Kiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. In the middle, I'm not Ashkenaz, I'm sorry, I don't care about Nusach Sfar. Yeah, Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz, I'm thinking of that we do Baruch Shamar at the beginning. So yeah, so I'm not sure. If it's before Baruch Shamar and Nusach Sfar, presumably you should say it with the bracha. I'm talking about Nusach Ashkenaz, where you already said Baruch Shamar, and you're in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, right? So your real Pesukah is Zimmer in the middle there. So according to that, then you should say, according to Mishnah Berurah, you should say Hallel with them, but then you do without a bracha, because you don't want to make extra brachas. That's a good question. I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Yeah, then you just missed the bracha, but at least you say Hallel together with the Tzibur. Yep. Comes along Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoting the Ishei Yisrael and says, let's say you have this choice. You walk in and there are two minyanim. One minyan's up to, and you only have 10 minutes. You can either do Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur with one minyan or Hallel with the other minyan. Yeah, you get a choice. You're even going to hear Kriyas HaTorah, you're going to do Hallel with the minyan. Which one, says Rav Chaim, Hallel with the minyan is more important than Kriyas HaTorah with the minyan based on the Shitas Rambam. Final issue. Okay? Now comes a great problem which happens all the time, I'm sure. Yeah? You realize you daven Shmon Esrei, fine. You're spacing out in your own Shmon Esrei. Then the Chazan, you're listening to Chazar's Shatz. All of a sudden the Chazan gets up to Ritzei and he says, Yahweh V'Yavo. And you say, oh, shoot, I forgot Yahweh V'Yavo. Yeah? And as you're figuring out what to do, you're okay. The Chazan's basically up to Sim Shalom. He's already done or whatever it is. Now the Chazan's about to start Hallel and you need to repeat your Shmon Esrei. Should you repeat your Shmon Esrei and miss Hallel with the Tzibur? Or should you do Hallel B'Tzibur and then you'll daven your second Shmon Esrei after Hallel? No? Based on everything we're saying so far, it sounds like you should do Hallel together with the Tzibur because Hallel is so important. And that's what the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach as Paskening. However, if you look at the Ishei Yisrael, he quotes Chaim Kanievsky, who says you should daven your own Shmon Esrei, your second Shmon Esrei, first, and presumably you'll daven Hallel afterwards by yourself. That's a little bit funny psak, right? Because everything we're saying so far, you should do Hallel with the Tzibur, is very, very important. So I saw the Sefer Avnei Derech, he comes up with a whopper chiddush. And we'll end with this. He says, you know what Rav Chaim Kanievsky must mean? A guy like Ephraim, who could do Shmon Esrei 2 minutes flat, yeah? So what are you going to do? Your Rav Chaim says, if you could do your second Shmon Esrei really quickly, and the time that you finish your second Shmon Esrei, they'll still be doing their Karl Bach Hallel, and they'll be up to, you know, singing the Shalavim Nigin for Anu Hashem, or whatever it is. And now at that point, you're going to get up to Hallel, and you're going to start from the beginning. At that, then it's fine to daven Shmon Esrei first. Because even though you're going to say the Brach on Hallel, and they're at the end of Hallel, that suffices to be considered Hallel in Matzibur. Even if they're at that, which is a great shiloh, because I didn't see any of the other posts can talk about it. Let's say they're at the end. Let's pick Svardim. Let's pick on someone. I don't know. Svardim, or let's pick according to a sheet of the Rif, who said that a Yachid doesn't make a bracha, and a Rab Minion does say a bracha. Let's say you come to a Rif's Minion, someone like the Rif, and they're at the end of Hallel, and you're at the beginning of Hallel. Can you make a bracha or not? Is that considered with the Tzibur or not with the Tzibur? Says the Avnei Derech, that is considered with the Tzibur. As long as they are at some point in Hallel, you are fine to make a bracha.